Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Bassam Jarbawi and actress Yasmin Kadoumi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you guys, of course, are presenting the film A Screwdriver in the Giornate degli Autori section. Well, just kind of like as a first question to start us off, I'd like to ask you, the director of the movie, just a little bit to introduce it for our listeners, maybe about the story.
Mafak Screwdriver is the story of a young man who goes to prison, and 15 years later, he is released. And he has to navigate modern life in Palestine, feeling like he's not the hero that everyone thinks he is.
Yeah, and so there you go. So, and what about the character that you play?
Mina is a reporter who is originally Palestinian but lived abroad for most of her life. So she goes to Palestine and meets Ziad and wants to do a documentary about him.
Now, I guess the obligatory question is, it's kind of an interesting theme, but why would you want to talk about it? What interests you about it?
Palestine is one of the most highly incarcerated societies in Israeli prisons, but also the general population of Palestine is living under extreme conditions that mimic a jail. Roads are blocked. There's times when you can move and you cannot. So It seemed to be something that is paralyzing the society, and I wanted to deal with it internally. How do we start this discussion about healing together?
So the story is an allegory of sorts.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like that? Do you like that type of making cinema where there's a story, but there's also like something else that it tries to say?
Absolutely. I think that a film, for me, is very strong when it lives with you after you leave the theater. Some films are very enjoyable, but the enjoyment stops when you leave. I prefer films that are difficult in the immediate watching, but you can't stop thinking about it later.
Yeah. What do you mean by difficult?
Difficult, for me, is uncomfortable, having to face fears. That's what a tragedy is since the Greek times, is that you're going to go through an experience that is going to give you catharsis after the fact.
Yasmin, you were kind of stumbled on your own accent. You were telling me before the interview you didn't expect to maybe act in this movie, right? So how do you then find yourself connecting with the character?
Well, luckily I had been through the process with Bassam as he was writing the film. So I was very familiar with the character, and for me, the character is a bit of Bassam, as he lived a lot of his life abroad as well, and would go back to his hometown in the summers and spend his time in the refugee camp with the refugees and prisoners. So I kind of took his stories, and that's how it worked, I guess.
And did you bring anything of yourself into the character?
Yeah, I guess so, because it was my first time acting, so it was a bit tough, I guess, so I couldn't help but bring some of myself into the character.
Actually, I'm very curious, just the living outside of Ramallah for years and then going back. Do you think that helped you look at the situation differently and maybe just examine it differently as well?
Absolutely. I wanted to add the Mina character to be sort of a foil to Ziad, because both of them have been away from society, but one is coming from more freedom and one is coming from complete no freedom to limited freedom. And so they meet in the same place. And this way you can really investigate the modern society now and what's happening from two different views that are kind of parallel, and they meet there.
God, that's so interesting, because I'm just thinking, like, you know, as well as that, maybe being outside also and going back, maybe do you feel that you want to tell the stories also to other people around the world?
Absolutely. I believe Edward Said said it best, is that a Palestinian, when they go and live abroad, they never feel at home because they're dealt with as Palestinians. So you've left your home and you go to a new one where you don't feel at home and you feel like you're in the midpoint, but it gives you a special angle to be a voice to express and to link and bridge what people's misconceptions are.
Right. The misconceptions being... What is the most common misconception, would you say?
Oh, they range from, you know, do you have cars or do you ride camels?
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. But I would say the main misconception is that you're Palestinian, that means you hate Israelis.
Yeah.
And I believe that Palestinians don't live as a dichotomy. They don't define themselves as being against Israel. They define themselves as an indigenous population of a land, and there happens to be occupation at this time. So yeah. It's not the main defining feature of Palestinians.
Mm. So in the film, I very much like the this... I don't know if you agree, this blurring of lines between reality and between, you know, a perceived reality, let's say. Can you just tell me more, a little bit more about that?
I dealt with Ziad, like I said, all of Palestine is the general population of a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And Ziad is the solitary part,
yeah.
Because they put him into his hole. And so I did a lot of work about the universal reaction to solitary confinement, and it's that you're unable to determine what is real and what's not when you do not have someone in front of you to help you reflect on your image.
Mm.
A human needs to interact with another human,
yeah.
In order to be able to better themselves and define themselves and grow. And when you cut that out, you lose what is real. And in order to survive, it is very common for solitary prisoners to start to rely on reality, on the imagined reality that helps them cope.
Have you ever gone through something like that yourselves, both of you?
For me, no. I know a lot, numerous amounts of prisoners, but I feel like writing the script seemed like a prison for a while, being locked in and trying to figure out how it feels to be alone. So I actually, the second version of the script, I decided to sit for about 20 to 25 days at home without internet, without phones, and without seeing anybody while I wrote. And that was not fun.
But it didn't sound like very much
fun. It was very important, but it also allowed me to have immense respect for the people who are, you know, in jail for so long that have to deal with this.
I haven't gone through something like that, luckily.
Yeah.
But I think this is why this movie is there.
Mm.
It's to be aware that there are people like that, that are not necessarily criminals, that go through pretty much torture.
Yeah, yeah. So guys, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks a lot. And I remind our listeners that the film is called Screwdriver, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.